What's up there, good peoples? So on this episode of the podcast, I'm going to be talking to you guys about how to reduce or eliminate your housing costs. Here's the thing. With most people, your housing cost is by far your most the most expensive item in your budget. All right. People pay, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000. $2,500 for their housing costs, and whether that is your rent or your mortgage or whatever the case may be. Just imagine if you did not have to pay that amount. What could you do with all of that extra money that you would have? You could invest it. You can, put more money away for your kids' college. You can donate to your favorite charity or cause or what have you. There's a lot of things that you would be able to do with your life, vacation, whatever the case may be. There's a lot of things that you can do with your life if you just did not have that crazy amount of housing costs. All right. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to talk to you guys about how to reduce or completely eliminate your housing costs. So if you're familiar with the Bigger Pockets blog or the Bigger Pockets podcast, then I'm sure you've heard of the term house hacking. Now, Bigger Pockets, I don't have a sponsorship deal with them or anything crazy like that. I wouldn't mind doing that, but I don't have that, anything like that going on. Bigger Pockets is a great, great source of information. I recommend it to everybody that is trying to learn about real estate investing. Go on biggerpockets.com. They have a podcast. They have forums where you can actually go on and ask questions, and your questions would be answered by various real estate investors from around the country. All right. It really is a great platform for anyone that is in real estate investing and or trying to get into real estate investing. But one thing that they talk about a lot on that website is house hacking. House hacking is a way to reduce or eliminate your housing expenses by allowing others to pay it for you. Whether you purchase a multifamily property and have your tenants pay your mortgage, or you take on a roommate, it's all house hacking, and it's a great way to reduce your housing expenses. Now, there's an old saying out there that says, a penny saved is a penny earned. Well, I'm going to tell you, the saying is just wrong, all right? It's inaccurate, all right? A penny saved is not equivalent to a penny earned, all right? You know what? And just to kind of explain what I mean by this, let's step it up a little bit, all right? Let's say $100 saved is $100 earned. Either way, it's wrong, all right? And this is what I mean by that. So the quote is basically saying that the two are equivalent, but I want to point out the fact that it's not equivalent, and it's actually better to save money as opposed to making more money, all right? Now, I'm all for making money. I'm all for making more money and so on and so forth. But I want to point out to you that it's actually better to save money when you can as opposed to making more money. So you have an opportunity to make $100 by doing XYZ. I don't know. Maybe you're going to go shovel somebody's driveway or cut somebody's grass or something. I don't know. All right. So now that is a way to increase your income by $100. All right. Maybe you can do this on a monthly basis. All right. So you can cut somebody's grass for $100 extra a month. All right. Versus saving money. Okay. Versus saving that $100. All right. So let's say every month you said, I'm going to pick one thing worth $100 that I really want to do, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take that $100 and I'm going to stash it in my piggy bank, all right? Which one is better? Which one will actually push you further along on your financial goals, all right, on your financial path to success? Well, I'd like to point out to you that saving money is better than making extra money. So you might ask why. Understand that Mr. Uncle Sam is your silent life partner. All right, so with that $100 that you'd be making by cutting grass or shoveling someone's snow or what have you, whatever it is that you're going to be doing for this money, all right, Uncle Sam is going to want their 33%, okay? So you make $100 and now you have to pay Uncle Sam $33, leaving you with only $66 in your pocket. Versus if you have that $100 from something that you've done, all right, and you just decide, okay, yes, you know what? I want to buy this thing, okay, whatever this thing is, you know, I want to buy this thing, but I'm going to pass. I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to keep this $100 in my pocket. After you make that decision and you actually don't buy that thing, how much do you still have in your pocket? You have $100 as opposed to $66 by making that extra cash. So that's why I say it's better to save money than it is to make money. Once again, I am not against making more money. Don't get me wrong. So how does that pertain to what I'm talking about today? Well, I'm talking about house hacking. I'm talking about having your tenants pay your mortgage, in which saves you money. Now you no longer have to take money out of your pocket to pay your mortgage and or your rent. All right, so now if you're somewhat financially savvy, you might say, okay, well, you're still getting income. Your tenant is still paying you that $1,000, right? True. With that said, that money is taxed at a lower rate. Okay, that's not necessarily going to be taxed at that 33% because there are legal loopholes that are in place to protect investors. So with that said, let me just make this little disclaimer. I am not an attorney. I'm not a CPA. I'm not an accountant. Okay, so if you are planning to do anything as it pertains to tax strategies, including what I'm talking about here today, make sure that you consult with a certified professional accountant, attorney, CPA, what have you. This is just a little knowledge being dropped by some real estate agent. Just had to put that out there. Also, I want to note that house hacking sucks. Yes, I said it. House hacking sucks. I am actually doing some house hacking right now as I record this podcast episode. Once upon a time, I did own a nice, beautiful 4-bedroom home that was in a perfect location right down the street from my kid's school. There was a nice park right across the street. Perfect location. Everything was great. All right. Life happened and I found myself no longer in that situation. I'll leave it at that. Several years later, I found myself renting an apartment for just over $1,800. And I knew that I had to do something different. If I was going to achieve my goals, if I was going to live the life that I wanted, there was no way in the world that I could see myself giving someone else $1,800 a month. So my wife and I decided that we were going to make a sacrifice. We purchased a 3-family property and we moved into one of the units. And let me just say this for anyone that's not from the Northeast, if you're listening to this podcast, in the Northeast, we have a lot of what's called stackers. So you have 3 floors stacked one on top of each other. So what we did was we purchased this 3-family property. We moved into one unit and we received rental income to offset the expenses for the mortgage. So with a lot of people, this may cover all of your mortgage expenses. For some, it may cover a portion of your mortgage expenses. For some, it may supersede your mortgage expenses and you're actually making money to stay in your house. But for us, it just drastically reduces the amount of money that we would be paying and that we were paying in our last place. But that is what we decided to do to propel us toward our financial goals. And I will say this as well. It is a huge sacrifice. A huge sacrifice. I don't know. There's just something about when you know that you have the income, the same amount of income, if not more income that your friends and family have that have these beautiful homes, but you're staying in a little apartment. Now, granted, I own the apartment, but it's still an apartment. There's just something about that, I don't know, just feels like a real sacrifice. But if you're going to get to where you want to get to, financially speaking, or as it pertains to anything really worth having, there's going to be sacrifice involved. You have to ask yourself, which is greater, your mission or the sacrifice that it takes to get that mission accomplished? For me, the mission is greater. I know where I want to be, and I now know how I'm going to get there. And as it stands right now, where I'm at on this journey requires house hacking, and that's what I'm doing. If you guys want more information on house hacking, if you have any questions pertaining to house hacking, be sure to reach out to me on social media. I'm on Facebook at Cameron Norfleet, the Investor's Realtor. I'm on Instagram at Cameron Norfleet. I'm on LinkedIn, or you can just visit me on my website, www.cameronnorfleet.com. Shoot me an email and I'll answer any questions that you might have. I hope this information has been helpful to you. And as always, thank you for your time and make it a great day.